First Samuel, chapter 4. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "For what reason has Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh, so that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh of hosts, which dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh. And when the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What does the noise mean of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the Ark of Yahweh was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "Yahweh is come into the camp." And they said, "Woe to us, for there's not been such a thing before this. Woe to us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty Elohim? These are the Elohim that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and act like men, you Philistines, that you be not servants to the Hebrews as they've been to you. Behave like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled, every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the Ark of Yahweh was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day, with his clothes torn, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, Eli sat upon a seat along the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the Ark of Yahweh. And when the man came into the city and told, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What's the noise of this tumult mean?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see. And the man said to Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is done there, my son?" And the messenger answered and said, "Israel has fled from before the Philistines, and there's been a great slaughter among the people, and your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of Yahweh is taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the Ark of Yahweh, that Eli fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy. And he had judged Israel for 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the Ark of Yahweh was taken, that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said to her, "Fear not, for you've borne a son." But she did not answer, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The honor is departed from Israel, because the Ark of Yahweh was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The honor is departed from Israel, for the Ark of Yahweh is taken." End of chapter 4.